Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Travis Buck. Batting second. The left fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting third. The center fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting fourth. The DH, Jack Cust. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marco Scudero. Batting ninth. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Lenny DiNardo. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The third baseman, Casey Blake. Batting third. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting fourth. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ryan Garko. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jason Michaels. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Franklin Gutierrez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Josh Barfield. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Fausto Carmona. And now, play ball. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Buck takes first base on ball 4. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Gutierrez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Buck moves to second. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cust hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Chavez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Chavez moves to second. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ellis strikes out. Two outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Casey Blake batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Blake takes first base on ball 4. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DiNardo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Scudero hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Suzuki hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Buck is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Buck hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Michaels. Buck reaches second base with a double. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buck moves to third. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Swisher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Swisher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sizemore. Swisher reaches second base with a double. Buck scores. Stewart moves to third. It's 6-0, Athletics. Jason Stanford now pitching. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cust is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cust hits a fly ball into left field. Michael settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stewart tags and scores. One out. It's 7-0, Athletics. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chavez hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Michaels. Chavez reaches second base with a double. Swisher scores. It's 8-0, Athletics. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chavez moves to third. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chavez scores. Ellis moves to second. It's 9-0, Athletics. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Scudero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scudero hits a pop-up towards first. Garko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Suzuki is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Suzuki takes first base on ball 4. Ellis moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Buck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Buck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peralta hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Athletics. Ryan Garko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Garko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garko moves to second. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gutierrez strikes out. 1 out. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barfield strikes out. 2 outs. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garko scores. Michaels moves to third. It's 9-2, Athletics. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Blake is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Swisher hits a pop-up towards first. Garko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kust is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. Kust strikes out. Two outs. Eric Chavez batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Chavez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Chavez takes first base on ball four. Stewart moves to second. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Chavez moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hafner takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Scudero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Suzuki is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Barfield hits a pop-up towards short. Scudero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Buck hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Blake is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hafner hits a fly ball into center field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Cust batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cust is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Cust hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chavez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chavez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chavez moves to second. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Scudero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scudero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chavez scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 10-2, Athletics. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Suzuki strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Colby Lewis now pitching. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Peralta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Garko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Peralta moves to third. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutierrez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-5, Athletics. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Barfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dallas Braden now pitching. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sizemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sizemore hits a fly ball into right field. Buck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Buck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Buck hits a pop-up towards short. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stewart is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Swisher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stewart moves to second. 2 outs. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cust is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Cust hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stewart scores. It's 11-5, Athletics. Edward Mojica now pitching. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Chavez is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chavez hits a pop-up towards third. Blake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Blake is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blake hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-6, Athletics. Victor Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hafner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hafner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-7, Athletics. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Peralta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Peralta strikes out. 2 outs. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Garko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garko hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ellis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Gutierrez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scudero is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Scudero hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Santiago Carcilla now pitching. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Michaels is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Michaels strikes out. One out. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gutierrez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gutierrez takes first base on ball 4. Josh Barfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Barfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Barfield hits a fly ball into right field. Buck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Sizemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sizemore hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ellis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Suzuki is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Suzuki strikes out. 1 out. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Buck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Buck bunts towards first. Garco fields the ball and throws to Mujica covering. Safe. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Stewart is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Stewart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 13-7, Athletics. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Swisher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kust is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Kust hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Blake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Blake hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Martinez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hafner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hafner hits a fly ball into right field. Buck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Peralta is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Peralta strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.